Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's got to be a Friday edition, man. It's been a hell of a week already. Hopefully, you're prepared for the big Friday edition.
How about I'm always prepared for Friday. Is it over yet?
Friday over yet? Not yet. Not until Dom joins us for an hour later in this big show.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Co-Devlin in the happy hour. But I want to start today. And I know Ukraine has been invaded by Russia. It's not like I forgot. But I want to start today with perhaps what I think is a more important topic. Because, Lordy, there's tapes!
In the Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
Oh, yeah, James Comey. There are tapes. There are tapes. And they're the Roger Stone tapes. And we're going to get there in just a minute. You know, if I were considering... Let's just say, if my business card said political dirty trickster, I might not authorize a documentary, you know, about my time, let's say, trying to overturn the election. The coup d'etat tapes, let's call this. Roger Stone effectively exposed himself, made himself vulnerable to the masses. This movie's coming out later in the year. But why would you do that, Roger Stone? You know you have malicious intent. You know you are a criminal.
One of the first things about being in the mob is you don't get yourself on tape doing anything. You don't tape yourself. You know, phone calls, no nothing.
I mean, even Donald Trump knows that, Roger.
So, man, that's crazy.
When I see this newest reporting at the Washington Post, and this is a bit of a longer read, but I know how the audience loves when I do reading alouding on the radio, so I'm going to share some of this article with them because it's called the Roger Stone Tapes. Previously, unseen documentary footage shows the longtime Trump advisor, political dirty trickster, working to overturn the 2020 election and, after the January 6th riot, secure pardons for the former president's supporters. Now, let's not forget, Roger Stone wasn't pardoned, but he did have his felonious sentence commuted, right?
Yeah.
So it knows a little something about lobbying the big guy. So let's jump in. Dalton Bennett, John Swain, and perhaps others at the Washington Post. It's the lead. As the mob ransacked the Capitol on January 6, 2021, Roger Stone, Donald Trump's longest-serving political advisor, hurried to pack a suitcase inside his elegant suite on the fifth floor of the Willard Hotel. He wrapped his tailored suits in trash bags. You know, I've had a couple of tailored suits long before I got into radio. Still got them, you know, at least parts thereof. And, you know, I don't often wrap them in the, let's call it the garbage bags.
Well, you can put one over it and, you know, put the top of the hanger through the top and kind of use it as a rain shield.
Fancy pinch. I know you're a bigger fella. I'm not sure. Have you had a tailored suit?
Yes. I got a commercial and got myself two tailored suits that I ended up using as a bouncer. But anyway.
And they came in very nice suit bags. That's the one thing about the $1,000 plus suits. They tend to come in these suit bags. That's been my experience. Maybe it's just mine. But Roger, you don't throw them in the garbage bags. Well, maybe you do if you're kind of in a hurry. Let me continue. He wrapped his tailored suits in trash bags, reversed his black face mask so its Free Roger Stone logo was hidden, then slipped out of town, for a hastily arranged private flight from Dulles International Airport. "I really want to get out of here," Stone told an aide, as they were filmed at the hotel by a Danish camera crew for a documentary on the veteran Republican operative. You know, again, so maybe you say, okay, sure, I'm a malicious, dirty trickster. I'm going to allow a documentarian to film my every move, or at least the vast majority of them, over the course of years, a couple of years. You know, because it's really sort of an ego project. But a Danish documentarian? No offense to the Danes, but I mean, it's not even going to play on American TV, is it?
Maybe it will now.
HBO Max, straight to Netflix?
They have a lot of those things.
Let me try that again. "I really want to get out of here," Stone told an aide as they were filmed at a hotel by a Danish camera crew for a documentary on the veteran Republican operative. Stone said he feared prosecution by the incoming Attorney General Merrick Garland. "Must be the only one that fears the man. Here's his quote. He is not a friend." Stone allowed the filmmakers to document his activities during extended periods for more than 2 years, in addition to interviews and moments when Stone directly spoke to the camera, almost sort of cameo style, like Rudy Giuliani would do it. They also captured fly-on-the-wall footage of his actions, candid off-camera conversations from a microphone he wore, and views off his iPhone screen as he messaged his associates on an encrypted app. "Hey, I'm using the WhatsApp, you know, so the government can't get it, but do you want to get that for the big movie?"
That's how they zero in on you.
Reporters from the Washington Post reviewed more than 20 hours of video film for the documentary. A storm foretold. Which is expected to be released later this year. The footage, you know, at a finer Danish cinema, you know, get your tickets early. The footage, along with other reporting by the Post, provides the most comprehensive account to date of Stone's involvement in the former president's effort to overturn the election and in rallies in Washington that spilled over into violence on January 6. Now, Stone privately coordinated post-election protests with prominent figures, and in January, he communicated by text message with leaders of far-right groups that had been involved in the attack on the Capitol. The footage shows the filmmakers did not capture conversations between Stone and Trump, but on several occasions, Stone told them or his associates that he remained in contact with the president. Stone has refused to give testimony and evidence to the House committee investigating the January 6th attack. "I don't think they'll need it so much anymore, Roger," citing his rights under the Fifth Amendment. Last week, he sued members of the panel to try and block them from using a subpoena to obtain his telephone records. On the day of the attack, as he packed his bags, Stone told the filmmakers the riot was a mistake and would be really bad for the pro-Trump movement. On the eve of the 2020 election, however, he seemed to welcome the prospects of clashes with left-wing activists. In a recorded conversation, again, this is on tape, as an aide spoke of driving trucks into crowds of racial justice protesters, Stone said, "Once there's no more election, there's no reason why we can't mix it up. These people are going to get what they've been asking for." Stone declined requests for an interview. In response to questions, he said in an email that he had no involvement in the January 6th riot. "Any claim, assertion, or implication that I knew about, was involved in, or condoned the illegal acts at the Capitol on January 6th is categorically false, and there is no witness or document that proves otherwise," he wrote. Without providing specifics, Stone accused the Post, the Washington Post, of employing a clever blend of guilt by association, insinuations, half-truths, anonymous claims, falsehoods, and out-of-context trick questions. He suggested that video clips of him reviewed for this article, well, they might be deep fakes.
Well, oh, really?
Video of Roger Stone, well, how do we know they didn't produce those in a factory?
I'll tell you why. Do they have the budget of The Mandalorian? If they don't, it's not that.
It's probably not that. Of course, you know, you got to accuse it of being fake news, right? That's effectively what he's saying. You attribute things to me that I never said, Stone wrote, without citing any examples. Stone moved quickly from Trump's defeat to help mobilize the protest movement that drew thousands to the nation's capital on January 6. He privately strategized with former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, you know, the locker-up guy, and rally organizer Ellie Alexander, who visited Stone's home in Fort Lauderdale for a dinner where Stone served pasta and martinis. At least he's a good host.
What kind of pasta? Did he just get some, like a box of Barilla and Berea and just, yeah, here you go?
Well, I can tell you they were dirty trickster martinis. A few hours before the January 6th attack, the video shows a member of the far-right Oath Keepers group, who has since pled guilty to seditious conspiracy, was in the Stone suite at the Willard. Other rooms in the same hotel were used as a command center by Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and other advisors involved in the fractious battle to overturn the election. Stone was not part of their effort, the footage indicates, and he said he feared that top organizers were trying to exclude him from the rally. Stone used an encrypted messaging app later in January to communicate with Oath Keepers leader Stuart Rhodes, who was also charged with seditious conspiracy, and Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio, the footage shows. Prosecutors have said that Rhodes erased some messages from his phone before it was taken by the FBI. A federal judge considering lawsuits filed against Trump by Democrats and the Capitol Police officers over the January 6th riot have said in an order in February that Stone's connection to Trump, the Proud Boys, and the Oath Keepers may prove to be an important one. Stone did not permit filmmakers to record him for a 90-minute period covering the height of the violence on January 6th. A Stone aide blocked cameramen from entering the hotel suite, claiming that Stone was napping, taking a nap during the heart of the violence. When he eventually got inside, Stone was speaking on the phone. Who was he talking to? You're going to have to come back and find out. It's the Devil's Advocates. It's the Friday edition. You know, it's damn near the weekend. We air the grievances. Yours could be a part of this big program. Join us, 844-967-2789. Lordy, there's some Roger Stone tapes. I'll share more when we come back.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Lordy, I hope there are tapes.
Hi, it's Rudy Giuliani, and I'm on Cameo.
I wasn't talking to you. Lordy, I hope there are tapes.